deceive them unto himself, that where he was, they might be also. And he said, and where I go, you know, and the way you know. Starting with verse 5 then, Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Right now, if you would please, turn to the book of Acts, chapter 17. Book of Acts, chapter 17. While you're finding this place, let me give you just a little bit of the setting of this scripture that I'm going to read to you. The Apostle Paul and other of his helpers on missionary journeys had gone into a place called Thessalonica. There was a church established there called the Church of the Thessalonians. But in this particular city, Paul had gone into the synagogue, the Jewish synagogue, and preached the gospel of Christ. And some believed, but others didn't, and resented his being there and his preaching. And so they stirred up the people into running Paul and his helpers out of the city. And so they put forth that effort, but the Christian people helped Paul to escape, and so he left Thessalonica and went into Berea, another location. And so beginning in verse 10 of the 17th chapter, it says, and the brethren immediately sent away Paul and Silas by night unto Berea, who coming thither went into the synagogue of the Jews. Now it says, these were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind, and searched the scriptures daily whether these things were so. To bring a message to you this morning on the subject of what is the truth. Jesus said in the first scripture that I read to Thomas, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And then in the second scripture that I read to you, there was people that listened to the Apostle Paul preach the gospel of Christ. And so they searched daily the scriptures to see if these things be true. Now, few people here in this church are well aware that I encourage you often not just to take my word, but to search the Word of God to see if the things that I preach to you are the truth. Because you see, without the truth, we have no worship but God. Jesus, when talking to the Samaritan woman in the Gospel of John, chapter 4, she said to him, our fathers worship in the kingdom of Israel had split into two different nations. One was called the Jews, which was made up of the tribe of Judah and Benjamin. The other 10 tribes kept the name of Israel. Israel, later on, the 10 tribes were destroyed because of their idolatry. And this Samaritan woman was from that group, that nation of people. After the split, the Jews, or Judah, they worshiped in Jerusalem. The other 10 tribes worshiped in a particular locality on the mountain. So this woman said to Jesus, "Our fathers worship in the mountain. This is the place of worship. But you Jews think that Jerusalem is the place of worship." Jesus informed her that the time is coming, and now is. It was already at that time. When you neither worship in the mountain nor in Jerusalem, but you will worship God in spirit and in truth. For these are the ones that he seeks to worship him. So you see, without truth, there is no worship of God. It's not acceptable. Also, let me point you to a time when Jesus was on trial as he stood before Pilate. Pilate made the statement, and I echo these words today. What is truth? That's a very fitting statement for today. What is truth? Because in the days of Christ, there were many religions, just like there is today. They were the religions of the Greeks, the religion of the Romans, religion of the Egyptians, of the Persians, of the Assyrians, of the Jews, and now Christianity. And Pilate, being aware of all these things, and that every one of them claimed to have the truth, Pilate says, "What is truth? How can you know the truth?" The Jews said, they had the truth. Other religions said they did. But Jesus said in his prayer to the Father, "Thy word is true." If this is the word of God, and I believe it is, if this is the preserved word of the Almighty, one and only God, then his word is true. But we are faced with another problem. The word has to be interpreted. How do you interpret the word? In the days of Christ, the Jews were interpreting one way.
nation because he was God. Now, if you wrote a letter and using words that you wanted to express thoughts, you, of all people, would be able to correctly interpret what you were saying. So we find that none other could interpret the Word of God better than God Himself, because it was His Word. It was first interpreted in Hebrew, and then in Greek. Then came other translations. Latin, the Roman language, German, French, English, Spanish, and on now until finally there is, as far as I know, there is a translation of the Word of God in every language upon the continent, on the world. Many different ones, even in English. But then we faced with the problem on which translation of English should we look at? Because I've looked through many of them and I find that there is a difference in all of them. Which one really gives us the truth? Of course, I believe King James Version does. I'm not talking about the new King James Version. I'm talking about the 1611 King James Version. And the reason that I believe this is because when it is compared to the Greek text and the Hebrew text, it does the best job of translating into English. There is nothing found in this old King James Version of the Bible that would lead you away from the true meaning of God. That cannot be said about many translations. Who's right? Who knows best? The Word of God tells us that when the Spirit of truth comes, He will guide you into all truth. That is the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. But each one, each group, each denomination, each proclaimed church says that they are the one that has the Spirit of truth. Yet we know that there is only one truth. You can't have two. It's like the old preacher down in Shreveport says, either it is or it ain't. It's one or the other. It's truth or it's not truth. The Spirit does not lead one to interpret the Word of God one way and someone else to interpret another way. Amen. God don't do that.
is the pillar and ground of the truth. But who and what church
has it?
Now, I am bringing this to you to encourage you this morning to be as the Bereans. Search the scriptures daily to see if these things be true. I think most everyone agrees that the apostles of Jesus Christ had the spirit of truth which lasted to the end of the first century. After that, it's been a debate on who has it. At first, they were, as churches of Jesus Christ, they were only called Christians. No denomination. Last week, I had a man to say to me, after he had asked me what denomination was I, religious denomination. I said, Baptist. He said, I wonder why, but he said, I don't want you to answer me. I wonder why we cannot just all be Christians. Lord, I know he's still in his ignorance. I didn't answer him. He asked me not to. But I'm going to tell you. The reason there are different denominations, different religious groups, a move to have no denomination, is because everyone has a different interpretation of the Word of God, and everyone cannot be right.
That's right. Amen.
It cannot be right.
Amen.
There's only one truth. And I stand this morning and I proclaim that I am Baptist, not because of what Baptists believe today.
Or like many others, they are straight. But I am a Baptist for what those believe that died, shed their blood for the truth of God's Word.
I'm Baptist because of the doctrine that they believe that the Word of God teaches.
That doctrine doesn't fit most Baptists of today. I will not deny those wonderful and brave children of God gave their life and shed their blood for the truth of God's Word. We have seen many, many groups come into existence because of interpretation. We are seeing today many groups come into existence because everyone wants to start their own. They're concerned little about truth.
We're living in a time when people go from one locality to the other and they want a church home.
interested in whether or not that church believes, that pastor preaches the true word of God. One of the main reasons they're that way is because they don't know what God's word teaches. All they know is what they have heard from the pulpits. They haven't searched the word of God to see if it be true. I know this morning and realize that there is always a possibility that I'm wrong. I used to not tell my students that at school when I was teaching. In fact, it is the very opposite. I would tell them that I had several faults, I realized, but one of them was not being right. I told them, I said, and one young man reminded me of this not long ago, one of my students, I used to tell them that I was like the sergeant in the army told me, and several other men. He said, I want you to remember one thing, and if you'll remember this one thing, we'll get along. He said, you remember, when I'm right, I'm right. And if I'm wrong, I'm still right. I was that way at school, but honestly, we all have to admit that there's always a possibility of being wrong. If you don't admit that, you'll certainly never come to truth.
Amen.
Because every child of God, every time they are challenged, ought to search the Word of God diligently.
Amen.
To see if these things be true. If I'm right, time will prove it. If I'm wrong, 10,000 angels swear I'm right. We make a suffer. I have diligently searched the scriptures, and I believe that I do know the truth of God's word. I've searched not only the English, but also the Greek and the Hebrew. I feel that I can show by the scriptures that I'm right. But only the Spirit can show it to the individual.
Amen.
No one will ever understand the truth of God's word unless the Spirit of God reveals it to them.
Amen.
Word of God teaches that the truth is the only way to Him. The only way of salvation. In our text, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Eternal life in heaven without the truth. There's no way of Christian living without truth. You may be wondering, am I saved? Anybody that disagrees with me is not a child of God. God forbid. I'm not saying any such thing. I will say to you this morning and to the world that I don't care what denomination you are or what you proclaim to be in the religious world, but if you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and died for you, you are His child.
Amen.
No matter what else you may be. But Jesus said, I am the way. You must believe that He is the Christ. You must believe that He paid the penalty for you on Calvary's cross. You must have this much truth. You'll never see the poor people. He's the way of Christian living. The more we learn about the Word of God, the better we can live for God. The truth is the fruit. It is the evidence that the Spirit is in you. Ephesians 5:9, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth. The truth is necessary for every workman. Second Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15. Study to show thyself approved unto God. A workman that needeth not be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. Rightly interpreting the word of truth. The truth is the first part of the armor of God that we fight. If we are God's child this morning, we are soldiers of the cross. We have a battle to fight. It doesn't last one day or one week or one year. But it lasts until we die or until Jesus comes. And we are admonished to put on the whole armor of God. Be ready for the battle. The first part of it, Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 14. Have your loins girded about the truth. If you don't have this, you're already defeated. You cannot fight the warfare because the warfare is against Satan. And the only way that we can battle Satan in this fight is with God. And He is truth. I ask you again. What is truth? Where can it be found? Is it worth it? I answer to you, truth is the Word of God. It's written down in the properly translated Bible. may glide along in this religious society of ours today on entertainment and on pleasing the flesh. In times of troubles and trials, fellowship with our God. We'll only survive in the truth. Let us stand. Ask our song.